With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A teen accused in the death of a counselor at Wisconsin's youth prison in Lincoln County has withdrawn his plea. 18-year-old Javarius Hurd had entered an agreement where he pled guilty to second-degree reckless homicide, but claimed he was not mentally responsible for the crime. A trial had been scheduled to determine if he should go to prison or a mental facility, but that is now off the books. Hurd apparently hopes to have his case sent to the juvenile system after a recent appeals court decision impacted considerations for such a transfer. He was originally charged as an adult because of the seriousness of the crime, even though he was 16 when it happened. A previous attempt by the defense to send him to juvenile court had failed. After the withdrawal of Hurd's plea, the state upgraded the charge against him to first-degree reckless homicide. Hurd is accused in the death of counselor Corey Pruhl, who was struck by Hurd and died after falling and hitting his head in June of 2024. The Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin turns 40 this year. The nonprofit is dedicated to protecting land, water, and wildlife in the state. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains how connecting people with nature helps build that mission.
The Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin has a tagline of sorts: explore, love, protect.
Once you love it, then the next natural step is to protect it.
That's Christine Tanzer, the NRF Field Trip Program Director. Over the last 40 years, the organization has supported conservation in Wisconsin, giving out more than $1 million last year alone.
That goes to a variety of projects, including state natural areas management, endangered species recovery, and also we give out a lot of small grants to teachers to get their students outdoors.
To help foster that connection to nature and grow the want to protect it, the NRF offers field trips each year. What started as just a handful of trips in the early years has grown to 280 field trips this year. They span just about the entire state, ranging from hiking and paddling to fishing and bird watching.
The people who attend the field trips, some of them are very knowledgeable, and some of them, they're just there learning and beginning, but everybody is just super friendly. And even if you show up by yourself, you feel like you're in a group of friends.
The trips are led by people who work in natural resources. Some of this year's local trips include exploring a bog near Eagle River, learning about the logging history of Star Lake, and hiking off trail in the Pinoki Hills.
I mean, a lot of the places in Wisconsin you go to just hike or paddle yourself, but when you want to learn about like the plants, the animals, the insects, birds, fish, amphibians around you, then this is the way to get out and about.
There is a registration fee. Tanzer says they try to keep costs down as much as possible. You can see the field trip offerings and register at wisconservation.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
The chances of hitting a deer on the road go up this time of year. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says deer activity tends to be higher in May and June. Deer are looking for places to give birth, and last year's fawns are separating from their mothers. That increased deer movement leads to more crashes. There were close to 18,000 crashes involving deer last year in Wisconsin. Those crashes caused 6 deaths and 720 injuries. Deer tend to be most active in the early morning and evening hours. A manure spill from a dairy farm is being cleaned up near Athens in Marathon County. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources was notified May 5th of the manure discharge from a waste storage structure at Deer Creek Holstein's LLC into a tributary of Black Creek. The farm is a permitted concentrated animal feeding operation. A failed valve on a waste transfer system caused the discharge. DNR staff were on site and working with the Marathon County Department of Conservation, Planning, and Zoning to monitor the situation. Containment measures are in place, and the farm is actively cleaning up the discharge. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. National Small Business Week is underway as entrepreneurship surges in Michigan. Crystal Blair has the story.
The Great Lakes State is home to almost 950,000 small businesses, accounting for almost all businesses in the state. Nationally, more than 36 million small businesses employ nearly half the workforce, with many launching at a lower cost thanks to digital tools. Allison Todak with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation says there's never been a better time to start your business.
If you've had an idea you've been sitting on, there are more tools available through technology, through resources that the state provides, more appetite, and I think more accessibility to a global market to really get your business off the ground.
Todak says everything from website builders to payment platforms and artificial intelligence tools are making it faster and cheaper to launch a business, setting the stage for competition. Crystal Blair reporting.
Michigan Republicans once viewed 2026 as their best chance to reclaim power in the battleground state. Now party officials and strategists see warning signs. A Democrat just won a key Michigan State Senate special election by nearly 20 points in a district Kamala Harris barely carried in 2024. Rising gas prices, fallout from the Iran war, and tariffs hitting the auto industry have fueled voter frustration. Republicans also face divisions in the governor's race, where Representative John James has drawn criticism from within his own party. Democrats have their own concerns, but Republicans fear a worsening political climate could threaten pivotal races that include a U.S. Senate seat. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.